right, so I'd like to, today to see if we can finish the Hakdama to Hilchos Terubos in general, and tomorrow start with the beginning of the Siman. We broke down yesterday that there are different factors to keep in mind. We're talking about a mixture, right? The question whether it's min b'mino, meaning there's no discernible difference in the flavor because both the usher item and the heter item taste the same, okay? That's one type of mixture. Then there's min b'sheino mino, when you have two different things where the flavor, there is transference of flavor. And we distinguish as well between lach b'lach, when the point of lach b'lach is that the resulting mixture becomes one conglomerate. You can't really distinguish one thing from the other. And yavish b'yavish means, that the heter and the iser are there, but they're distinguishable ones. You just may not know which is which. It gave the case of you have three hamburgers. One was made from nevela meat, and one was made from shchuta. The other two were made from shchuta meat. So again, they all look like hamburgers. They're not mixed. It's not one big conglomerate like when you have lach b'lach, or even, you give example, sometimes lach b'yavish, gravy spill goes on rice where it's absorbed. Okay, but anyway, those are the things that we mentioned at the end, or we mentioned in the shiur yesterday. So, in talking about min b'mino by yavish b'yavish, so we came across the comment of the Rosh, who says it's a surprising statement, but that's what we left off with. We have a kula. The yavish b'yavish min b'mino is batel b'rov, right? I mean, we talked about batel b'rov. Based on a pasuk in the Torah, again, we discuss how this is not the same type of rove. So usually you have a rove here, you know for a fact. So you have three pieces of hamburgers, so yavish b'yavish has this kula, min b'mino, that it's batel b'rov, and therefore, we can assume that all three hamburgers are kosher. And the Rosh goes so far as to say, the Tosus, we said, was a little bit supik about it, but Tosus, the Rosh, rather than Perek Zayin, Siman Lamed Zayin, says, it seems to him that shemutar lochon ka'achas, that was the Rosh in 24, and I showed you the Rosh a little bit later, in 42, where he has the expression nepach iser lios heter, right? It's like the usser, sort of the iser, sort of turns into heter, right? And therefore, mutar lochon afilu kulon kachas. You get all three pieces of meat together. Okay. Again, we're talking here about min b'mino yavesh b'yavesh. So just to understand the svara of that. Okay, that's what I want to look into a little bit now. To understand the svara behind that concept. Okay, it's not magic. I mean, it's exeris hakasa, right? The Torah is saying that's the chiddush of rove. Okay, acharav lahatos. Again, it's a different type of rove. Where we said yesterday, we used the language that rove is a machria or it's a birur, or like you said, it tells us how to, it's anoga, how to hear. The rove sort of is able to transform the miut into having the same status as the rove. And the question is, can you go ahead and eat it together? So, just to explain, is the Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, in the Chidushim, the Chidush HaGrach on the Gemara, I printed it in 26. It's in Baba Kama Chav Zayin on the base, in the Chidush HaGrach, what they used to call the stencil. Okay, I mentioned in the past that the stencil is an English word that was kept alive by the Briskers. Stencil. No one has stencils today. When I was a little kid, we grew up in school, so we used to get our sheets. These sheets are printed. I give you. They used to have a machine. That are called stencils. You had to write it a certain way on a certain type of thing, and it would run off. I don't know what I'm talking about, so well before your time. But that was called the stencil. Or when you trace letters, that was also a stencil. Nobody does that anymore, right? But Reb Chaim, the Briskers, originally they were always nervous about publishing, so they didn't want to publish in a normal way, so the Talmidim published in a stencil, they run off. It wasn't exactly publishing. Okay, whatever. Now everything is available. In the Chiddush HaGrach, on that Gemara, Baba Kama Chav Zayin Beis, he has the following point based on Tosas, because there's a Tosas, on that Dafin Baba Kama Chav Zayin Beis. We have a rule that Ein Hochon B'mamon Achar Haro. That's the sugi there in Baba Kama Chav Zayin. Monetary matters, the mamon is, we don't follow the Rov, okay? The discussion there is what happened. Dina Nefashas, we do go by the Rove and so on. So the rule is then Hochon Mamon Achar Rove. So Tosis has a statement on the third line of source 25, and that Tosis Mamon Kamach HaZan and Beis, Diva Maskel Kamash Mamon Dein Hochon Mamon Achar Rove. V'yesh Lomar the Hosam Gabay Dayonim Shiny, the Choshev Miu Didhu Kimi Sheino. And we know that if there's a Dina Nefashas case, a capital offense case, so it's tried in Bezdin and so on, and they hear Edim, and the Bezdin 23, if it's for an execution, and goes by the rove, right? It can't be a one-man rove. It can't be 12-11. But if it's 15-8 or something like that, then that's a, they vote to convict, and that's a conviction. Okay, that is a conviction. And the question is, so why over there do we follow the rove? Okay, why over there do we follow the rove? We follow Dina Nefashis, even by Dina Nefashis. Right, so what do you mean, Ein Ochel Mamonach a rove? Even to execute somebody, we follow the rove. That's basically what Tosfos is going at. Right, what do you mean, Ein Ochel Mamonach a rove? Even we'll even execute somebody, we'll follow the decision of the rove. Yeah, so the Tosfos gives that answer. Yeshua, the Hosam Gabadon shiny. It's different. The Choshev Miut, we were hinting at yesterday, the Miut, the minority, okay, the Miut, the eight, so to speak, in our example, 15 to 8, the eight become as if they don't exist. As if they don't exist. That's what Tosfos there says. So on the base of that, Reb Chaim explains the following. Let's look at it together. It's nice to see inside. Okay, but the topic is, again, on Bava Kama Chazan, the topic is, B'din Ein Ochel Mamonach Arov. Kamasha Ein Ochel Mamonach Arov. Okay, fine. B'hiksha, and other people ask, Mai Shlomi Dayanim, De Mahani Ruba Gam B'Mamon. Okay? After all, when it comes to a Bezdin, in a monetary case, we will follow. Okay? In other words, the... in fact, if you, I mentioned yesterday, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Yud, Nef Yalef, learns one of the places that we should say was in a Basaruba is by Bezin. So what's going on? So he quotes Tosfos, and that Tosfos, we saw in 25, and Chavzayim and Bezim Asa Kamash on Hikshu, Eich Mahani Rov Dana B'Mamon, Ha'eno Chamon Acharov. How can we say, you know, the Bezin decision, let's clarify, and a Bezin's decision in a monetary matter is binding even if it's not a unanimous decision. We do follow Rove in a Bezdin, right? We even, and again, we even follow by Nefashis. Ein Ochel Mamonach Rove is, you know, Rove cases are like that type of Rove. But in a Bezdin, we will follow a Rove, even in monetary matters, right? If it's 2-1 or whatever, that's a Bezdin. It didn't talk. Okay, so Tosfos says, V'nir Adina B'Tosfos, Hikshu Eich Mahani Rove Dana Mamonach Ein Ochel Mamonach Rove. V'titzu, the Shani, and similarly Nefashis, right? V'titzu, the shiny rudan chashem miut didhu kamishenos. So that's what Chaim is going to explain. Ubir divrayim niradach hine beruba ika tre gavne. Surprise, right? Two different types. Say din. Two different types of rov. Aleph shu mevarer umachria es hasofik. Right. That's what he explained yesterday. Chaim spells it out. It's mevar. For example, we have halecha charov azlinam basaruba. That's in one case. Or beis. B'midi de lo shayach klal sofek kagon b'shchita simonim de kaimelon rubo kekulo. In ilcha shchita, you have to shecht. In order for shchita to be valid, you have to slice the kon and the veshet. Right? The sofek, the trachea, the sofek, the food pipe, the windpipe, that has to be cut. However, even if you didn't cut all the way through, as long as you cut rove of it, it's good. It's called rubo kekulo. Rubo kekulo. That's also a form of rove. Okay, there's no suffix there. There's no suffix. You shechted rove of the simon, rove of the that veshet. You shechted rove. It's called ruba kakulo. You know we have ruba kakulo by arba kosos. Okay, by arba kosos on space, you're supposed to drink four full cups of wine. And we did rove kos is enough. Ruba kakulo. We drank rove. That's ruba kakulo. There's no suffix here. So it says, "V'chaim v'chein b'tarubas lach b'lach, the bottle b'ruba." Okay, right? Tarubas lach b'lach. Some milk spills into the soup, or some treif soup spills into some kosher soup, whatever. Bottle b'ruba. Afal gav de eno safek klal the pshitalon de lo nechtechu miut simonim. We know, we can tell by looking that part, you know, only I don't know 25% of the kana wasn't shechted. Right? There's no doubt. V'chein pshitalon the ika hacha miut iser, or in the case of lach b'lach. There's some treif soup, got mixed up some kosher soup. We know that there's a meat of treif soup in there. Okay? Ulechora tamua, heicha matzinu mokal rov kazeh. Where do we see that kind of rove? Rove is a birur, okay, achar rab lahatos. Fine, that's azlinan basaruba, halecha achar rove. Okay, but this type of rove, where do we see it works? Why should it be, if you have to shech two simonim, you should have to shech both simonim. If you have to drink an entire coast, you have to drink an entire coast. What's this business of rubo kakulo? V'nira dina makor dina zina basa rovu achar malahatos. V'sham matzinu shnei dinim nifrodim v'ashtem chal din echad. Yalfinim achar malahatos de'af din yoneim nifrodim heima. Dine bedine mamaros beinan gimel dayanim ubedine nefashas chav gimel. Dine mamaros requires gimel. It's beginning of Sanhedrin, right? Dine mamaros give shlosha, right? And dine nefashas chav gimel. So one second. Hine kasha echas linen basarov ha chasam minyan as Sanhedrin bechasam is prad dayanim. You need three dayanim in a case of mamaros. You need 23 dayanim. If only 15 voted to convict, then you don't have 23 dayanim, do you? Right? Because 8 voted to acquit. Right? Or in a mamaros case, one guy voted to, he doesn't have to pay, whatever. So the two guys say he does have to pay. So you don't have a bezin of three ruling. It's a bezin of three does not rule that he has to pay. Only two people ruled that he has to pay. A bezin of 23 did not find this guy guilty of murder, okay, or whatever capital offense it was. All right, only 15, you know, whatever number you pick, or whatever case is, 15, 8, only 15 voted. So what's going on? You're missing. All right, if the vote is, let's say, 16 to 7, so Bezdin of 23 didn't convict. Okay, Elavada Pshita. The came on the Ika Xeris are costed in a kach and kach Sanhedrin. The Gam Din Dachravel Hatos Yeshon in Cain, the Yeshon Tsiruf, the Chulam Biyachim Gomer Mesadin. No. Even when it's 16 to 7, then that means, in effect, that all 23 convicted. That's the rule of Rove. The Bezin of 23, even though the 7, this, you know, in an American court, there's, you have a decision in the Supreme Court. Okay, and if someone writes, or in any court, I don't know if it's all courts, but certainly the Supreme Court, they have a dissent, someone writes a dissenting opinion, right? The vote was whatever, you know, 5-4, whatever the vote was, and then there's someone writes the dissenting opinion. In halacha, in a certain sense, there is no dissenting opinion. Once you vote, discuss it, 16 to 7, now it's basically 23 nothing. A bezin of 23 convicted, there is no dissenting opinion, okay? The miut becomes like the rov. That's Abchaim's point. V'chulam biyachad gomer mesadin. That's what he's saying. V'alkein amrina b'hach ruba kekulo. That's the idea of ruba kekulo. It's as if all 23, or all, whatever, by the Arbakosos or whatever, or by the Simonim. Yes, because rove of the Simon was cut, it's viewed as if the entire Simon was cut. There's nothing left. Okay? And V'alkein amrina b'hach ruba kekulo v'alkein. Hare ika kvar kolminyan Sanhedrin. Benim tzein lemeid v'hach, the mahanin ruba Sanhedrin, the chashir ruba kekula. Well, look at the last words on this page here. V'hamiyot nishapech kimo harov, v'nasek harov, mamash the language of the Rosh. The miyot, the 7 dissenting opinions, whatever, the 7 who voted to acquit, are now, nope, it's considered they voted to convict. And by the way, you know the din, I'm not saying it's religious necessarily, but afterwards, the Dayanim are not allowed to say, by the way, I just want you to know, I voted in your favor. Not allowed to do that. So one sore behind that may be, among other things, because in effect you didn't. If you were outvoted, that's it. You don't exist. Yeah, I'm not saying that's the reason, but just it fits in with, right? So you hear what Chaim is saying. So Chaim, with that in mind, now you can understand, you know, what the Rosh means. The Echanami. And therefore it's permissible one person to eat all three hamburgers. That's the Chiddush of Rosh. It's a Chiddush, but that's what the Torah says. Okay, that's what the Torah says, the Chiddush. And that's how it works. Okay? So that's what I wanted to bring out to explain that Shita. Okay? Now, however, not everybody agrees with that, practically speaking. Halacha l'maisa, again, the Rosh and others say you can sit down, the same person can sit in the same sitting and eat all three pieces. One of them was definitely treif. No, the treif disappeared. How could the treif disappear? Just like the 7 dissenting judges disappeared.
Is it so muhra? I mean, what Rukai is saying about Sanhedrin makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's so muhra to say that, and there's a limud from that to Tarovas Yavish Yavish.
I mean, you don't have to say it, but he's saying that's the paradox.
No, if you hold that there's a chalos isser in the mixture, so to say that the chalos isser can be changed is very different from saying that someone's psak is negated.
I hear, are you saying, do you have to say it? No, but conceptually, I think it's similar. I voted no. It doesn't matter. You voted yes, in effect. I mean, in that sense. Okay? I mean, I didn't check the whole thing. Yes, you did. I didn't, you know, I'm not saying it's not a chiddush, but and that's the din. That's the gzeres hakosim of acher ramahatos. That's the din. Okay, it becomes kemishaino. Becomes like it doesn't exist. Now, again, clearly, some rishonim are just not one thing. Like you say, some rishonim, everyone agrees by bezin. Okay, but clearly, some rishonim are not willing to go as far as the Rosh goes. Okay, so for example, the Rashba in 27, the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Dal Shar Aleph, okay, he says, Chayin Kol Shar Asum, Zayi Yovish Yovish, B'Tel HaFilu Echa B'Tok Shnayim, HaFilu Yisra Shal Dereim Ein Kan. That's the first thing we saw. We said, yes, there's a focus about that, whether there is a Chiv, whether there's a Darabonon, Chad B'Tel HaFilu, but by Yovish, B'Yovish, by Yovish, B'Yovish, Min B'Mino, it does work. Even Darabonon, you don't need Shishim. That he agrees, like those in the Rosh. We saw yesterday. So that the Rosh Bo agrees him. What happens? Because when I pick up the first hamburger, I have the right to say, odds are this piece is kosher. Right? Okay? So now I eat that piece. All right? Okay? The Rashba is saying, he's agreeing, but not quite as far as the Rosh. Okay? He's saying, because each piece that I pick up, odds are that's a kosher piece. Right? 2-1, that's a kosher piece. Even after I ate 2 already, he says, even the Acha, I feel about Acha, and the Omer, Mashenecho Rishon, Huyasho. Maybe the earlier piece I ate before was Treif. So the odds still are. The odds don't change on any one single piece. I remember when last year we had... every year they have a high school, the boys learn over the intercession, they have a raffle to win the prize, whatever it was. So I was called in to pick the raffle, because I'm not biased for favor or against anybody. So depending on how many hours, or whatever, so you put in the names in the hat, whatever, so I picked out, and there was the first. Okay, now the second. And the same kid won 3 times in a row. Okay, and it still looked like it was fixed. It was not fixed. So one of the boys asked me, you know, what are the odds? So I said, well, it depends when you ask the question. Okay, if you ask at the beginning, what are the odds of the same person 3 times in a row, those are very high. But each individual time, that kid had the same chance as everybody else. The fact that he won the previous 2 times doesn't change his odds this time, right? Because his name is together with 20 other names, so he has the exact same chance anybody else has, right? And that's just if you take any statistics courses, which I'm not, but statistics is always, always fun, In the old days, used to be a joke that there used to a guy, whenever he traveled, and today he can't do it, obviously, but whenever he traveled, he brought a gun with him on a plane. Why? Because he said the odds of there being 2 people on a plane with a gun is astronomical. Right? Now, again, that's statistically, it doesn't change anything, obviously, right? But the idea is that the odds on any one piece of, the odds on any one piece, any piece of hamburger that we're talking now, being kosher is 2-1. So he says, "Afilu ba'achron." The third line, "Ani omer shemashenecha rishon huya shezik par halach zevishezeshetu." Mashen kem dvarim hanivlolin. That's not the case when things are mixed together. Okay, that's where more machon is mixed together. Lach v'lach, the difference. Okay, but here he says the key line, "Ulafichach ein ochlin ke'echad ve'ein mevashin ke'echad." But you can't eat them all together as one. That's where the Rashba parts company a little bit with the Rosh. He says, you can't eat them all right now together, because then fish, you can't. And as I pick up each piece, then I can say, odds are this piece. But if I have a soup, what do you mean odds are? You know there's non-kosher in here. And the same thing, to eat them all at once, that's the Rashba. L'fichach ein ochen ke'echad ve'en vash ke'echad. Okay? Of course, you shouldn't cook them together either. Make a mixture out of it. Again, if you did, then you can pick it up and so on. And say each one is kosher by itself. That's the bias hakotzer by dal shar aleph. In the bias aruch, he says in a little more clearly, in 28, avol yovish be yovish shu yochol lechol kol chaticha b'atzma ochol kol chaticha bifnei atzma. You each one by itself. You can't eat the 3 of them together. You can't make a hamburger sandwich by taking, 3 pieces of meat, eating them, biting them together. Because then it's like lach b'lach, then it becomes one unit. That far he's not going to go.
Right?
but not was achas. So that's the Rashba. Okay? So the truth of the matter is, it comes out, according to the Rashba, let's think it through, according to the Rashba, it's not a din. You know, it's not a din like Ruvo Kakulo. Okay, it's not a din now, Ruvo Kakulo, that the issue disappears when we said it from Chaim, so to speak. Okay, the issue didn't disappear. That's why the Rashba is not willing to let you eat them all together, because the issue didn't appear. It's not like a Ruvo Kakulo. Rather, we're done on each piece. Okay, and on each piece we can say there's a Ruvo Lisa come on that it came from the kosher, right? There's a Rove that the 2-to-1 chance that this is kosher. Okay. And it's not Isser Nepach Leos Heter. Okay? The Isser and Heter are both in existence. But there's a way not to violate the Isser. Namely, we look at each piece by itself, and each piece will say, Halo Chal Harov. Right? The Rov, so it's not Ruba Kakulo. Reb Chaim had that distinction, two types. It's like the first type of Rov, Azlina Basa Ruba. So I pick up this piece of hamburger, this hamburger, I say, Azlina Basa Ruba, the Rov, our odds are, you know, it's 2-to-1 that this is kosher. So I can eat it. I can say the same thing the second time. I can even say the same thing a third time, but not when you eat it together. Okay, that is the point of this. So again, just in terms of Reb Chaim's classification, according to Rashba, this is not Ruba Kakulo. It's not we've eliminated the non-kosher piece. Okay, and as the Ruba Kakulo, it's like it's all kosher. No. Okay, it's we done on each piece of meat individually. Okay, and then we have a Ruba Disa, come on. And there's no concept of Isser Nepach Leos Heter. The Heter, the Isser, they're all still there. Okay, but there's a way that I can avoid the issue, namely by taking up each piece. Each piece has a suffix, and we resolve the suffix. I'll be Rov. Each piece I pick up, is this the kosher one or is it non-kosher? I don't know. Well, Rov is, it's a kosher one. Okay, the chiddush, you can do it on the third one, because you can say, well, maybe the first one I ate was non-kosher. This one's still kosher, so I can still eat it. Call the parish, remove a cup parish. Okay, there is another sheet that the Tosfos Rid. Okay, the Tosfos Rid in Bava Basra, somewhere else. The Tosfos Rid in Bava Basra, Lamed Aleph Mud Beis. In Ozayin, Shtei Kiteinu Machisha Zuzu, also in Eidus cases, he says, he brings up our case and talks about Vizet Dome, again, it's an Eidus case there, he says, Vizet Dome, Lamasha Pirashti, Peper Gira Noshe, Shimnis Arva Chaticha Acha Shel Chelev, Bishtaim Shel Shuman, he betela Barov, Umutolo Ladam Likach, Sa'achas Men Ocho, the Bosa Ruba Zinim, but here's the point. Ushlosha bnei adam nami mutalechol shloshtan. Okay, one piece of chalef, which is forbidden fat, and 2 pieces of shuman, which is permissible fat. Okay, so we can say, but he says, not only don't we say that the chalef disappears, he is not even willing to allow the same person to eat all three. Ushlosha bnei adam, different people can eat it. Okay, all right. If one person ate all three pieces, says the Tosfos Rid, guess what? This guy definitely ate a piece of chalev, and therefore he's got to bring a carbon.
Which
is like a Tosfos. Well, the Tosfos is not sure, right? Right. Correct. Right. So that's a third shita. That's taking it. Not only don't we say Isser Nepach Leos Heter, we don't even say that the same person can eat all of it, because sof kol sof there's bevadai a piece of chalef here. Or in our example case, there's a bevadai a non-kosher hamburger here. So how could the one person eat all three? I don't care if he eats them 3 days apart. Okay, not, like the Rashba says, no, because at the end of the day, he definitely ate a non-kosher piece of food. So he's got to bring a carbon. So that tells us, we'd say, you know what, different people can eat it. You got 3 different people. You'll eat one, I'll eat one, I'll eat one. Okay, so the truth is, one of us ate a non-kosher piece, there's no doubt. But who said it was me? Who said it was you? So that's a suffix, I go by the rove. Each one of us has the rove telling us that the piece that we ate is okay. So then nobody should bring a carbon. That's the din of rove over here, but not that the same person. So you see the different shitas. And then there's kind of like another shita. Okay, Rashi in Avodah Zorah, Ayin Dalet Aleph, Abdelmasel Tarti Islay, okay, he says that there's another shita that you can rely on it, but you should get rid of one piece. At random, get rid of one of the pieces. Okay, he says, you have chametz and matzah and so on, so mashlich echer mem lenar. Okay, you throw one of them away. In other words, you should definitely not eat all three. It's a slightly different sheet. In other words, get rid of one of them. Which one? I don't know which one I'm getting rid of. Could be that I got rid of one, and of the two left, one of them is still not kosher. But since I've gotten rid of one, so then I can, since he said, I can rely on the robe, that the two that I have are the two kosher ones.
This is effectively going against Batel Berurim, saying it's not Batel Berurim.
Well, it's Batel in the sense that it could well be that the two left, of the two left, one of them is non-kosher. But I got rid of one, so I decreased the odds, sort of. Okay, that's what Rashi says. You look in the Shulchan Aruch 31, there's a siman on Yavish B'Yavish, and we'll get to it eventually. I mean, some people, I'd like to start your day with this siman, Kuftes Yavish B'Yavish, because it's a fundamental rule. I mean, I understand it. So Kuftes, and Kuftes Sifalev, right? Hold on, right. Put to the end of Ilchus Taruvas. That's Mamish Aleh Siman before Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika is Kuf Yud, you know. So anyway, we'll get to all that with that. So 31. Svek Sveika is actually fun. But anyway, Chatichah Shenerul Iskabe Shnisavar Bacheres Min Bemino B'Yavish B'Yavish. Again, he defines Yavish B'Yavish. Dehainu She'ein Nivlal V'Iser Omei Ba'atzmo. I don't know which is which. I don't know which is kosher, which is not kosher. But the piece stands by itself, right? So then chad betray bottle. That's chad betray bottle. Umutol leechlam adam echad mechaber paskins. One person may eat it. Kol achas bifne atzma. Like that Rashba. Okay. Which, by the way, I mean, we saw Rashba Chalav too. We'll see more in Torah. The mechaber tends to follow. You know, in Or HaChaim, the Mechaber usually follows the Rambam. Okay, in Or HaChaim, the Mechaber usually follows the Rambam. In Yoredei, very often he follows Rosh Bo. In this part of Yoredei, Nichos Nida also very often follows. Nida really was more the Rambam. But anyway, so it's not always the Rambam. It's more often the Rosh Bo. And in Yechoshim Mishpat, I think more the Sefer Trumas. But anyway, so here he's following the Rosh Bo. Okay, avalo yochel shlosh tom yachad, but you can't eat all three together. And now here's the Tosas Rid, and that Tosas is Nafkuf. V'yesh misha osalochem adam echad afilu zecher zeh, as we just saw. Some aser even zecher zeh. And there are more rights, v'chein yesh linog l'chatchila. Ramor accepts that Tosas Rid l'chatchila. That one person, v'yesh machmirin lashrich echad olitein le'on Yehudi. Okay, and some suggest you have to throw out one, and that's quotes in parentheses that Rashi that we saw. But that the Ramor writes, "Ve'ena lechumah ba'alma." Okay, that's only chumah ba'alma. Chumah they can get rid of one. Okay, v'chol zeh kishen is arev b'mino, avo shalob b'mino ve'ena makira. I feel like obviously others tarach shishim. All of this was talking about. They have three hamburgers. I can't tell one from the other. Okay, that's all talking about min b'mino. That's his whole discussion. Min b'mino yavish b'yavish. Chad betray Batel, and there's no shishim, not even drabbanim. We saw some Mishnah argue, but the Rov of Mishnah say even drabbanim don't require shishim, and we rely on the Rov. The only question is, can it be one person, be basachas, and you have to get rid of one? That's the din, as we saw. Avo shalob b'mino b'nei kafuliyos yovis tarach shishim. Okay, but if it's shalob b'mino, okay, then that's something different. Okay, the rice absorbing the, then you need the shishim, even by yovish b'yovish, and so on. That's a different point. Okay? So now let's turn, going by. Okay, so all of that was Yavish B'Yavish. What about Min B'Mino Lach B'Lach? That's the next Hanuf over here. Okay? So here again, it's all mixed together. All right? It's one unit. Nothing is Omei B'Einav. Again, the parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch and some Kvotes Sivalev, right, define Yavish B'Yavish, Hainu She'ein Nivlal, but Yisr Omei B'Atzmo. Right, this is the opposite. Lach b'lach means it's not necessarily only liquid, but it means that it becomes one. You know, all the Isser and Heter got all intermixed together. It's one into one unit. Nothing is omid b'einov. So again, min haTorah b'tomorov, even by lach b'lach, min haTorah. Okay, and because again, and there's no flavor here. Right, we talked yesterday that there's b'tomorov, but also tam plays a role. But again, when we're dealing with min b'mino, there is no tam. No discernible tam. We said there is some transfer to them, but not that we discern. So min b'mino, by loch b'lach b'lach, midah oraisa is bata b'rov, because there is no tam in terovis, but midah rabbanan requires shishim, here, gzera otu min b'she'en omino. Min b'she'en omino requires shisha midaraisa. So by lach belach, there were goes there. By lach belach, min b'sheino mino requires shisha midaraisa Torah. Okay, and so therefore here we have by min b'mino. Min bimino lach belach is gzer drabanon shishim otum min b'sheinomino. By yavesh b'yavesh, even yavesh b'yavesh min b'sheinomino, even midaraisa still doesn't need shishim because not blended into one unit, so it still doesn't need shishim. Therefore, by min bimino yavesh b'yavesh, there was no gzera otu min b'sheinomino because even b'sheinomino to begin with is only drabanon by yavesh b'yavesh. So they didn't now extend it to min bimino, but by lach belach, okay. By lach belach, min b'she'eno mino lach belach requires shishim in Torah. So therefore, min mino lach belach requires shishim in Rabbanon. Otu min b'she'eno mino. You with me? Anyone have that straight? Say it again. Okay, again. By yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eno mino is chad b'tray batam in Daraisa. Okay, and only Rabbanon min b'she'eno mino requires shishim because of the transference of tam. Okay. Therefore, there was no, by min bimino yavish b'yavish, there was no gzera because even by min b'mino it's only drabanan, so they didn't extend it to min b'mino. But by lach b'lach, we'll talk more about tam kikar. But by lach b'lach, okay, by lach b'lach, min b'she'eno mino requires shishim and atorah flavor, right? It requires shishim and atorah lach b'lach. It's blended into one unit, so then it requires shishim and atorah. So min bimino lach b'lach requires shishim and drabanan atum min b'she'eno mino. Okay, and we actually discussed this in the past. Okay, the discussion begins in Parshas Achrei Mos with Avodas Yom Yom Kippurim 32. If you remember, V'yotzel Mizbeach Hashem Hashem Echvil V'Lochach Midam Hapar Midam Asar. Remember, we had that early in Basu Chalav. Remember, the Kohen has to take the Dam Hapar and the Dam Asar from the Karbonos and Avodas Yom Kippurim. Okay, and the Gemara Menachas Chof Beis. Gemara Menachas Chaf Beis Omid Aleph, going over to Beis says, okay, the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu Develakach Midam Par Midam Asoyer Hadover Yadua Shedamo Shel Par Meruba Midamo Shel Soyer. A cow is a much bigger animal than a goat, so there's much more blood from a cow than a soyer. Rabbonan Sabri, okay, the Rabbonan Ho Mikan Laolin Shein Vatan Zezeh. The Torah tells you that it's, there's such a thing called Dama Par and Dama Sar. What do you mean? It's mixed together, so that they should all be called Dama Par. So one opinion is, you see from here, that La'olim she'en vatman zezeh. When it comes to Karbonos, it didn't by Kodshim, not by Karbonos. They're not vatman zezeh, which is not our issue now. But Rabbi Yehuda, Sama mikan lemin bimino she'en obato. Since this is blood and that's blood, we see according to Yehuda, min bimino is not bato at all. Min bimino is not batal at all. That's what he says. They're not batal at all. It's a chumrah. Rabbanan Sabri, okay, mikanel shemal zeder, okay, whatever. The Gemara ways, how do you know which is which? Fine. All right. Rashi explains, Adabar yadua, afilo hochkar lakati dami dam soyer, afobish and sarbo dam apar. Even though the dam apar and dam soyer are mixed together, the Torah still considers it a separate identity. So apparently the dam soyer maintains identity. What does that teach us? So according to one opinion, it teaches us that by kachim, by Karbonos, there's no bittul. Okay, and Yehuda does not teach us when you have like things. Min b'mino, dam and dam. There's no bittul. Okay, so anyway, that's what we see that machlokas. Now, in terms of our psak, so let's look now in Zvachim. And we have the same thing in Chulin, which we'll see. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Ayin Tesam Alam, Omer Rabba. We already had this also. Amar Rabbanan b'taima, Amar Rabbanan b'ruba, Amar Rabbanan b'chazusa. Sometimes the Rabbanan say we go by what flavor, sometimes we go by rove, sometimes we go by appearance, okay? Amar min b'she'eno mino b'taima, min b'mino b'ruba, right? And hechadei k'chazusa b'mara, it's not our issue, but what does it mean? Okay, this is Gemara in Zvachim, that min b'she'eno mino is determined by tam. Min bimino goes by rov, right? But min b'she'eno mino, the question is the transference of flavor. And the Gemara in Chulin on Kuftes quotes this, And it says, Yehuda l'tame da'amar min b'mino lo batal. Rabbanan tamayah da'amar min b'mino is batal. So that's the machokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether min b'mino is batal or not. How do we assume l'halacha? How do we assume l'halacha? Machokes, Yehuda and Rabbanan. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is not batal at all. Okay, because how can it be batal? It's all the same. And Rabbanan say min b'mino is batal. So Tosas there, on our daven, Chulin Tzadi Zayin, says the following. Well, the same Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan Mesamech, and sometimes Kfela. So it says, Pasak HaKuntris Kab Yehuda, the min b'mino lo batal. Okay? And he brings various rayas. All right? That min b'mino is not batal. However, Rabbeinu Tam, later on in the Tosas, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam, again, this is a Tosas Chulin Tzadi Zayin. So Rabbeinu Tam, just a moment. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ein halacha, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and so on. And he concludes, min b'mino is batal. The Yalef Nizroa B'Sheila Davi Min B'Mino. We'll come back to that. Nizroa B'Sheila, when Nazir brought a carbon, so you had to cook the carbon, and the Nizroa B'Sheila is taken out. So, and Nizroa B'Sheila is it's the same, it's also meat, and yet it is batal. We'll take more for now, we'll see about it later. Now, the Nizroa B'Sheila means the Nizroa B'Sheila, you take the El Nazir, and the El Nazir is cooked, and the Zohar B'Sheila is taken out, and you can't eat it. Give it to the coin. So, but what do you mean? So that does not mess up the rest of the meat. You can't eat it. It's not. Why can't you eat the rest of it? The answer is because it's bottle. It's bottle b'shishim. The Zohar B'Sheila is 1/60. Okay. Anyway. So that's what we assume, that min b'mino is batal, not like a Yehuda. That's how Tosas concludes. But the question is, one second. So good. But how can you go ahead and eat lach b'lach? There's isser in there. Right? Lach b'lach, okay, it's batal. But there's definitely isser in there. Right? So there's definitely, so according to Rosh, it's not a problem. Okay? Nepach isilos heter. Right? I mean, right? Heter nepach, iser nepach, leos heter. So it works by the hamburgers, it works by the davar lach also. Right? But according to everybody else, according to Rashba, according to Tosas Rid, okay, and the others, okay, what are they going to say? You see, by Rashba can say, by the hamburgers, you can always say, just what? Just don't eat them together. But by lach v'lach, he can't say that. Why? Because it dissipated through the whole mixture, right? You have soup, little soup spills, and what do you mean? Don't eat. In other words, according to the Rosh, there's no problem. Because just like we'll say, Nepach Yisrael Yos Heter, by Yovish, by the hamburger, we'll say, Nepach Yisrael Yos Heter, by tray soup getting mixed in with kosher soup. Okay. But according to the Rosh Bo, how can you, what do you mean it's bottle? How can you say bottle here? Right, what do you mean? It's mean, you know, it's tray chicken soup and kosher chicken soup got mixed in. Okay. I had a case like that recently. You know, they have now these boxes like chicken broth. I'm talking about it's called it's stock. It's something called stock, right? So you have to be. I mean, there are kosher ones, not a problem. But somebody bought a house brand, whatever, and didn't realize it wasn't kosher. So his mom is chicken. So it's trade chicken. Well, it looks like chicken soup. Smells like chicken soup, right? So yeah, and then they mix it in with their regular soup. So how can you go ahead and eat it? Right, so according to the Rashba, okay, if you have rove, so it's nepach isul yos heter. But according to the Rashba, who says one person can't eat, he can only dine on each piece individually. You can't do that with soup, because the soup, everything mixed together. You can't say, well, I'll look at each spoonful. What do you mean? Every single spoonful has both in it, right? Or certainly according to the Tosas Rid that said the same person can't eat it. So how can anybody eat it over here? Okay, you can't be done each bite independently like you can by the piece of meat, right? That's the question. So how could it really work? You hear the problem? How can we talk about bittel at all by lach b'lach? In other words, so Yehuda said, mi b'mino lo batel, but we, and the Rashi passes that way, but the Rabbeinu Tam had kashas, and that tells us in Chulin Tzadi Zayin, Rabbeinu Tam concludes that no, mi b'mino is batel, based on his Rav B'Sheila. So, but how can one person, how can you eat it? How can it be batel? What's the story here? So you look in 39, The tshuva from the Be'er Yitzchak, that's a Yitzchak Han inspector, our yeshiva's name, okay? The tshuva is Be'er Yitzchak, he has different collections of tshuvas. One was called Be'er Yitzchak, Chelek Ardei Simin Yud, okay? So he says, Yeshlomar, the part that I quoted there, Zeh Tal Putu Vishon Machoz Vishon Amir Ardei Simin Kuf, that's what we just saw before. Kabi Yobish Vyobish Shabbatal Barov, the Chadashita Shalad the Heter Mitzadar Rov Hamavarer Al Kol Chaticha Shachal, okay? That's the Rashbo, right? We have it's a regular rove hamavarer. So each piece you look at individually. And each piece, odds are this is kosher. The Shari Shitas, others hold no. Svirle da iser nepach lehetai de bitum rove. That's like the Rosh. And he quotes the Tosa Menachas like that. And others, okay. Ulefi zeh yesh ladun da Tosa Shitasom de svirle da iser nepach lehetai avi kemand alesa. Okay. Okay. Aval asovrim da tam mitzad rove hamavarer va iser be'ena. The issue is banned. So how can you ever eat it? Okay, you can't be down on each piece individually. So he brings a raya from of all places, a Raman Hukas Tumah, Ovos Tumah. He says the following: we know that an avela, in addition, you're not allowed to eat it. It also conveys tumah, tumas maga, tumas masa. You carry an avela. Okay, so let's say you have an avela animal that got mixed up with a shkuta animal. So it says metame b'masa. Okay, that's the deal. We'll take a look at the Rambam. Come back. Take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, Perek Aleph. Halach Wulu, Halach Yud Zayin first. Nevela Shnis Arva B'Shkutah. Yeah, meat from a Nevela meat, a Nevela animal got mixed up with a Shkutah animal. So Im Rov Min HaShkutah, Botla HaNevela B'Shkutah, Vein HaKom, Matamim Mago. It's all on the same wagon or whatever you're carrying. All right, so if Rov, the carcass there, is from the kosher, the shechted animal, so the miyud from the nevela is not metamim maga. Ain't not called metamim maga. Okay? Avali nisa hakol. Yeah, but if you carry the whole thing, then hakol nitmashi, efshal shkuta shetach the nevela. Avali nevela efshetach shetisu achlaficha tibotel. Okay? He makes a distinction between carrying the whole thing, where you're definitely carrying the tomei, and not carrying it. You hear the Rambam's point? In other words, the Rambam is saying that there might not be tumas maga if I touch, we'll go by the rov, most of it, but by tumas masa, if the iser and the heter, in this case the tomei and the tahor, are on the same platter or the same wagon or the same box that I'm carrying, okay, so I'm definitely carrying what? Someone's tomei. You hear? So that's similar in a way, if you think about it, it's like eating a three piece of meat by Yovish B'Yovish, right? In other words, Ein HaKol Matame B'Maga, okay? If I have on this wagon, I have non-shechted animal, and parts of shechted animal, parts of non-shechted animal, and I don't know which is which, okay? But I know that there was more, we had several shechted animal, only one non-kosher animal. But anything I touch, okay, if I touch, so I'll call metame b'maga. Okay, I'm sorry, ain't I call metame b'maga because botla hanavela b'shkuta. Okay, it's botla, so whatever I touch, it's okay. That's like the three pieces of meat. Yobish b'yobish, right? Whatever I eat, I can say, odds are what I ate was not kosher, right? So here, what I touched, odds are what I touched was from the kosher shechted animal, the shech from the shkuta, and therefore it's not metame. However, if I carry it all, it's definitely tumas masa. Because I'm carrying all of them, right? I'm carrying all, including what's definitely tummy, right? You hear? That's what the Rambam was talking about. So Rukhanan says, Ritzchanan says, it's true as Beritzah, Yud, says as follows, in the last paragraph on that page there, the previous page, 39. Vihine, I'm sorry, Vihine, Rambam, Kosov, Behemo Sheshofa Charas Dam, Eno Metame Afmin Amasa. The previous Rambam, in Halacha Tez Zayin, says behema sheshofa chararas dam. Shofa means it expelled, like a miscarriage, it expelled blood. Okay, it was a clump of blood. Okay, it was a clump of blood. It was still, it was a miscarriage. So it ejected the mother cow ejected basically bloody form. Okay, now niftar min abchora. So now, the next animal that's born is not going to be a b'chor because it gave birth to this clump, okay? But ain't a metama lo magma rasa ad shebetzuas nefam leif shebetela berov hayotzimina ima. However, it's not metame. That clump is not metame because it's butel in the rest of the blood that came out with it. All right. So that's what Rambam says in Halacha Tezayin. What's the chilik between Tezayin and Yud Zayin? Why do we say there that there's no masa? Because even if he carried everything, it doesn't matter. So the right, whereas the case with the Tatar animal and the tummy animal, meaning the veil and the shkuta, we do say he can't carry it all together. So he says as follows. He says, look in the Ritzchon again. Over the vase says, "Min Rambam kosa behemo sheshofa haraz dam eno metame af b'masa." The animal that expelled this clump of blood. Okay, it's not metame masa, but nevelish is hamishkuta is yes metame masa. Why? Why? So kosa shoma kesef mishum shem arikorkas the soras harama lechalek to be yovesh in his arab afil nafshe koy el shein nikar lachain keman de isa dami umetame masa mashaino ken behemish shofa chas dami that horus lach belach to be ze keman de leise dami. Okay, so he says there's a distinction. We'll look in the kesef mishum. Okay, look back and forth in the Kesef Mishnah, not Rambam. In Hilchos Sharva, Sturm Perak Aleph, in Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay? So again, what the Rambam says. In Halacha Tes Zayin, he says the animal expels blood, including this clump, but that's min bemino. Okay? It's bottle in the robe of the blood, and therefore there's no tumi even if you carry it all. Whereas by a mixture of nevelish and it's arva b'shkuto, so there we say there's no magua because it's bottle. So any individual piece that I touch, I can say came from the shkuta. But if I carry the whole thing, then there is tumas masa. Okay? Even if each individual piece is a suffix, so there's no tumas maga, but there is tumas masa because it's definitely there. Okay? So carrying masa is like eating them all together. So there is tuma, just like there is, according to the Tosfos Rid, according to Shmuel, iser to eat them all together. Okay, but that's only by Yavish B'Yavish. Lach B'Lach, look at the Kesef Mishnah says in Parak Aleph Yud Zayin, 41. Umedivra Ben Shekhosh Eina Komatam Maga Mashra Shafilu Nogo B'Chola Azeisim Yachator. Okay, there's no Tumas Maga even though I touch everything. Yeshul Smol, why? If I touch everything, my Shlomi Masa, because I was given the Masa, I carried it all. If I touch everything, because of Rikurka Shatam Shekeven Shatuma Ayedigin Negias B'Soro B'tumah kol zayis huv ne'atzma chashiva kol negibah b'nafshi. Ki kol negiyo negiyo mecholekas hi levado. V'chol zayis yesh negibah b'nafshi. Ki abosar nogeh b'zayis zu en nogeh b'zayis zeh. Okay? But when you have a benoso b'yachad, ein mokum l'chalak hazeis masu kenosa kol zayis b'k ne'atzma. Basically, again, just one moment. What comes out, the Rambam is like the Rashbo in the sense that you could, on each individual piece, you could say, right now I have a suffix. So even if I, that's like the Rashbo, even if I ate all three hamburgers, but on each one I could say, if I touch everything, I can say, what I just touched now, that was a Torah piece. Now I touch the next thing, that was a Torah piece. Now, everything I touch, I can be done individually, okay? Not like the, see, Tosfos Rid might not agree with that. Tosfos Rid might not think that one guy who touched everything, Tosfos Rid would say probably he is Tomei, because he touched everything. But the Rosh Bo wouldn't say that. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying in the name of the Rikurkis. Each piece that I touch, I can say what? This was not, the odds are that this was not a Tomei piece. This was not Metamei. Each piece I touch is not Metamei. Just like each hamburger I ate is not, again, I can't do it together. That's why I can't do masa, because then I'm doing everything together at once. That I can't do, because I'm definitely in contact with something that's no good, something that's tummy. But each individual is okay. That's how the Rikurkis is, the Kesef Mishnah is quoted as Rikurkis. Okay? So he's saying, again, afilu noga b'chol azizim yachad tor. All right, why is that different than masa? Because each piece is separate by itself. Just like, that's like the Rashba. And you can mechalek between each individual piece, because then there's a suffix on each one. And that suffix, I'll say, it's likely taller. Okay? But bevazachas, which is masa, okay? So then, it's like eating all three pieces of bevazachas. But all of that is by yavish b'yavish. But by balach, balach, when everything is mixed together, okay, balach, balach, the iser taka loses its status in mitzias because it dissipates. So it loses any kind of independent identity and it becomes part of the rove. In other words, balach, balach, in effect, everyone will agree what? Nepach iser leos heter. By lach, according to the, that's like the case in the Dam. It's all one conglomerate. It loses any independent identity. So therefore, look at the last words of 39, what the Mitzvah Chonin says. B'tarobes lach modi da'avi keman d'lesa v'nepach ha'isr lios heter leheter kemo behem ha'shafar har azav. Meaning, what the Mitzvah Chonin is saying is that by lach b'lach, everybody agrees that the chiddush of rov is what? Nepach iser leos heter, because there is no way to look at any individual piece by itself. And that's the Kiddush of Rov, or Shishim, whichever we're talking about. Okay? So that's how the Rizal Chana explains it. In other words, when it comes to Lach Belach, I'll say it again. You know, everyone got by Maga and Masa, you see the parallel? Maga is like looking at each piece individually, taking each piece of hamburger individually. And Masa is like one person eating them all at once. Okay, same idea. But that's all, that's all by Yavish B'Yavish. But by Lach Belach, since it all dissipates, you can't discern the Isser. So then it's like the Tumah's gone. Tumah's gone, like in the case of the animal that discharged, the pregnant animal discharges blood. The Tumah disappears. Right? That's what it says. Lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. That's the Rambam Paskins. Look back in 40. Hilchos Halacha Tazayin. Parakala v'chos Havas Tumah. Behema shavach hares dam. Afal pi shnifta mechora. Einam etam lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. Okay? Should be Taylor Barov. I owe it's about the rest of the blood that came out. Why? Because since it's all intermingled, it's one, so then it has no independent identity, and its identity is gone. Balach, balach. It's literally swallowed up. It's almost a mitzias. Balach, balach, it dissipates. So you can't discern the issue. It's like the tumah is gone. So too, this is also gone. So by tarobis, lach, balach, it's not exactly that the iser becomes heter, but that it disappears. You follow, the iser disappears, it's swallowed up. I mean, in effect, it becomes heter because you can eat the whole bowl of soup, the whole pot of soup. But it's not that it's not like the Dayanim, and that's it's not the same like Yavish, it's quite the same as Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, it loses independent status, okay, because it loses its physical identity. Because it loses physical identity, it loses halakha identity also. Okay? That's the issue of bittul, balach balach, all right. So you with me? So that's why you're like you can eat the entire thing because that's the chiddush, that's that chiddush, okay. Again, the Rosh extended it to Yavish B'Yavish. That's the Rosh we saw before, 42. Okay, the Rosh Chulin Perek Zayin Zman Lamed Zayin. Shum Degzeres Hakosav Hu. Who the chesiv achar malhatos hilcha chad betray botov nepach is shulios heter umurt chomer afilu chulin kolachas with our bar nechmer b'min b'mino hechad v'zbasha yachad kodesh and od the tarova so lo nikra dayin olav shem heter it's a different thing okay avo min b'mino b'davar yavesh and od the tarova so nase heter gomor from the bar lo tzuvah shishim we'll have to come back to this point so in other words the very chamudas in those kufayin bays kind of okay, well, we'll leave the Chumash aside. Let's turn to the back page. Okay, coming to our Simon, I mean, still part of that Goma, but the Shohar, the Paskins, Simon Tzarekhes here, in Sif Beis, in this Arev Min Bemino Benishpach, Binyan Shein Echol Lamar Ol Sharo. Okay, let's say you have Min Bemino, but now it's spilled out. Okay, and now I can't assess how much there was. So then, if I knew, then I can rely on roll. Let's say I want to know where the pot's kosher, the food's gone down a drain. But I want off the pot, say, no, the sheruba heter, mutu, lo, no, sheruba heter, also. Okay? That's the Zara Mimino. So look in the Taz of Cotton Gimel. Taz says, im nisar mimino, hamaskana beposkin, the min shenisara bimino, minatora bato barov. Ela drabanan itzuchu ba shishim. Drabanan required shishim. Al kain b'makom sheish sofik. Kigon zeh she nishpach hazin lekulo b'mon shahar shishim. Al min b'eino minu tzirch shishim in a Torah. Kaman shemargishim b'heta tam ha'isar. All right, so you hear the difference? You hear the difference? By min b'she'eino minu, you need shishim in a Torah. By min b'mino, you never need it. Okay, just to the last couple of points. The Sefer Truma in Siman Nun writes, 46, Hilchav, in this Arev Isubat Bemin Bemino, Bata Barov, Bidavar Yavesh Afil Darbanan, the Minatora, Kol, Min Bemino, Bata Barov, Bain Dav Yavesh, Bain Davalach, Minatora, everything Bata Barov. Okay? By min b'mino, yavesh b'yavesh is bottom rov even to our bottom. By min b'mino lach b'lach, our bottom requires shishim gzera otu min b'shein amino. Okay. Last three lines of 46 says the same for truma. Avo min b'shein amino tzork shishim behetar afilu b'davar yavesh v'vash miyachad yatam shi isenikar. Okay, and there it's in makiro yasir. Yes, that chumra also, if you recognize, you can take it out. Okay, with like the Nagid Anoshe case. So now if you look at the beginning of the Siman, the tour, it says something that's we're gonna follow in this direction. Okay? What do I mean? Look at the tour in Siman Sarichas, beginning of the Torah. Right, Amar Yochanan Kolisim, Shvetom Rishishim, Avra, Amar Rabbanu Tama, Rabbanu Kela, Amar Rabbanu Rishishim, Min Mishena Mino Dehetera B'Taima, like Truma, like Amisim Chulim. Min Mishena Mino Yitamino Kohen, Ein Bo Tam, Truma, Mutar, Yisur, Kehum Chelev, Shnizbas, Shnab Vasa, Yitamino Kfeilo Nachri. Okay, so Beis Yosef points out, not on this, but I think I printed a part. Beis Yosef said there's a little digression here about Kfela. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to digress and talk tomorrow about Kfela. But just to mention one or two other points. Finish up. Okay. Kind of a summary. Okay. So again, that's what the Sefer Truma does. I'll make sure we get this right. Min b'she'en omino lach b'lach. Okay. So Min b'she'en omino means that the Isser gives tam and asa the taruvus, so therefore you need shishim, and that's midoraisa. Okay, that's midoraisa. Min b'she'en omino lach b'lach requires shishim doraisa. Min b'she'en omino yavesh b'yavesh, min haTorah is bata b'rov, but midrabanan you need shishim. Okay. Maybe you'll cook it, you'll cook them together. But if mishena mino, yavish yavish, what's the problem? That there's no transfer of flavor. The two pieces of meat next to each other. No, you may cook them together. Okay, but if there's shishim, it's mutter. There's no transfer of flavor. But min mishena mino, yavish yavish, min haTorah is bottom of rope. Okay, min mishena mino. Yeah, lach b'lach, we said it, the Torah requires shishim. Okay. Min b'she'enu min yavish b'yavish min haTorah is batal b'rov, but the abonin requires shishim. Okay. Min b'mino lach b'lach. Okay. Min b'mino lach b'lach. Midoraisa is also batal b'rov, but with the abonin you need shishim. And min b'mino yavish b'yavish is batal b'rov. Covered everything? Again, min b'she'eno mino lach b'lach. Okay, min haTorah needs shishim. Min haTorah. Min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh. The Torah is batal b'rov. Rabbanan required shishim. Min b'mino lach b'lach is batal b'rov, but Rabbanan needs shishim. Okay, otu eno mino. And min b'mino yavesh b'yavesh is batal b'rov, even though Rabbanan. Okay, so there we have the four case. With me? Mm-hmm. Just to wrap up the point, so it's interesting. Hakir, a little bit of general Hakir, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. When we talk about Bitul B'Shisha, Malach B'Lach, by Min B'She'en O'Mino. Min B'She'en O'Mino. Okay? So there we said, what did we just say? Right? We just said, Min B'She'en. There requires Shisha in the Torah, right? Min B'She'en O'Mino, Lach B'Lach requires Shisha in the Torah. What's the nature of that thing? I want to finish up with that. What's the nature of that? Okay? Do we say, but listen, Malach B'Lach also, even though the Isser is Batal, Rov Heter, okay, but because there's Tam, which is noticeable, so it's also because of the Tam based on Tam Kikar, okay, which is like a new entity, and therefore you've got to get rid of the Tam, the Metzias, you need a, you need the Raisa, right? Is that what it is? Do we say that, or do we say that by Tarovis of Min B'She'en O'Mino, it's not Batal Rov at all, okay? It's not Batal Rov, okay, because if there's Tam, then that rove is not enough. You need a stronger rove. You know what I'm saying? You need a bigger rove. All right? Just like in Hilchos Sanhedrin, we said before, 12 to 11 in favor of convicting does not convict. You need a bigger rove. You need a bigger rove. Sometimes you need a bigger rove. Okay? So what's the bigger rove here? Shisha. All right? You hear? So I'm just trying to explain this. That when we require shisha, the raisa. When we require shisha, why is that? Is that because a simple roe, it's still a chirat mahatos, but it needs a stronger roe because of the present time, it needs a stronger roe. Or no, really fundamentally, okay, the iser is multiple roe there too. But because there is flavor, okay, and we pass in tam kikar is the raisa, so then bitul roe doesn't work because there's flavor. All right, it's like there's a new iser. All right, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if there is no. Do you need to remove the tam of iser the metzias? In other words, if you hold, let's say you have a particular food item, and we'll talk about this. Let's say you have a particular food item that there's not shisha, but the flavor has already been overpowered. Even this alluded to a little bit yesterday. We said when talking about meat with turnips. So we distinguish between turnips as opposed to cabbage as opposed to leeks, okay? Certain things are sharper than others. So let's say this particular mixture, we found out from the kfela that there's no flavor here. There's no flavor. And there isn't shisha. There's not shisha. If you hold that the chumrah, or the requirement, I call it chumrah, the requirement for shisha is that you need a bigger rove, okay? You need a bigger rove. So it doesn't matter that there's no flavor, right? If you hold like the second side of the chakira, again, chakira was just have enough kumina, boys, you want to give chakira, right? Just to split hair, you want to give it enough kumina, right? You're the salvation point is that. You know what I'm saying? If you hold that the requirement of shisha by min bimino, I'm sorry, min b'she'en o'mino, lach b'lach, is that because of flavor? Or is that because flavor causes you to need a bigger rope? If the halacha is that's the next biggest rove, with whatever reason, we go to shishim, we'll have to talk about that too. But after 2-1 at the shishim, if you hold that that's the nature of the din, so then I don't care that practically speaking, this particular mixture, there is no impact from the tray for food. It's only 50, it's only 30, whatever. But a guy tastes it, tells it. I don't taste anything here, right? According to the second Zadakir, this Chakir wouldn't help. You still need shisha. I don't care if there's no flavor. Right? Because the Torah declares that when flavor is there, okay, meaning you need a bigger rove. Once you min b'she'en o'mino by its definition means there's, once there is transference of flavor, which is the case by min b'she'en o'mino, you need a bigger rove. The bigger rove is shisha. Okay? But if you're a hawk, you follow me? Min b'she'en o'mino means there's going to be some transference of flavor. So even though in this particular instance the transference of flavor was not there because it was a weaker flavor, it was only 30, but it doesn't matter. Min b'she'en o'mino is fundamentally based on the notion that when there's transference of flavor, a bigger rove is needed. So the bigger rove is shisha. Even in this particular case, 30 eliminated the flavor. That's one side of chakira. The other side of chakira is that no. Okay? It's really batel berov. It's really batel berov. But as long as there's discernible flavor, so then there's an issur because of that. In which case, if there's taka no discernible flavor here, and it's only 30 to 1, I don't care. The kfeila will taste it and tell me it doesn't taste it. Good. 30 to 1, doesn't matter. You follow? Now that's going to lead us into Bez Hashem tomorrow. I gave you the sheets, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about kfeila. One of the issues by kfeila is, what is the interplay between shishim and kfeila? Okay? Do we say, look, we're on kfeila, that's it. So I don't care if it's less than shishim. What's up? You need shishim and kfeila. You know, what is the interplay? That's what we'll talk about Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay?
Thanks,
very good. All right. So you got the way to shoot. All right. Have a great day.